我们这一节要一起来祷告。
This is our prayer session.
祷告就是我们跟神在灵里面的交通。
And when we pray, we commune with God in spirit.
在交通当中向神祈求神的同在与神的恩典。
And we communicate with God that He might be with us.
我们在上一节我们听到两个很好的见证。
We heard just two wonderful testimonies in our last session.
比如说弟兄在提到他信主以后信仰的一种经历。
And Basil, Brother Basil, talked about his experience in his trial.
主耶稣说如果你要跟从我做我的门徒你要舍己背十字架然后来跟从我。
Jesus said, when you follow me, you have to put down your burden, take up my cross and follow me.
救恩这条道路主耶稣的宝血已经打开来。
The Lord Jesus has already opened the way of salvation with His precious blood.
这条道路一直走就是回到天国。
And when you walk upon this path, it leads to salvation.
但是要跟着主来走这条道路要舍己背十字架。
But when you follow Jesus upon your path, you have to let go yourself and bear His cross.
所以我们从他见证可以知道他信主以后他的太太因为这样离开了他。
So we found out that because of his belief, his wife left him in marriage.
好像这就是十字架。
And I believe that this is the cross.
一个人信主以后价值观人生观都不一样。
When a person believes in God, his concept toward their life changes.
所以在天国路上没有办法同行就离开了。
So they could not walk together in the heavenly path and they had to divorce each other.
所以我们为着主耶稣有时候连最宝贵连生命都要舍弃。
So sometimes, for the sake of the Lord Jesus, we have to forsake maybe even our life.
到最后我们要得回真正的生命，天国的永生。
But at the very end, we receive back that is true, and that is the eternal life.
所以每一次我们想到要为着荣耀主的名，要着要来跟主的脚中行，我们都需要有神给我们的能力。
So every time we want to follow in the steps of Jesus Christ and to glorify His name, we need the power from God.
所以我们需要有更多的祷告。
So we need to pray more.
要祈求上头来的能力。
We have to ask for the power from above.
我们每一个人都有不同的十字架。
Every one of us will have to bear a different cross.
每一个人有不同的神给我们不同的担子要承担。
And every one of us will bear a different burden.
所以要求主加添我们力量。
So we have to ask God to increase our strength.
在所走的道路上能够荣耀神的名。
So that the path we will walk on can glorify His name.
那他的见证也让我们知道夫妻要相同信仰才有办法走天国路。
And we also find out that couples have to be in the same faith in order to walk this heavenly road.
所以除非我们不注重信仰。
If we do not place emphasis on faith,
不然的话一定夫妻要同信仰才能够走天国路。
The couples have to be in the same faith to walk on this heavenly road.
那这让我们年轻人在面对婚姻的时候要深深的来思考。
And this gives a great question to those who are about to be married.
那我们要继续为贝索弟兄祷告。
And we also have to continue to pray for Brother Basil.
他也提到他没有求神医治他。
He mentioned that he did not ask God to heal him.
只求神帮助他能够顺着旨意来行，来荣耀神的名。
He only prayed to God that God may guide him in His will.
我想这就是效法克西马尼园的祷告。
And I believe this is like the prayer of Gethsemane.
我们自己有自己的意思。
We ourselves have our own will.
但是神有神的旨意。
But God has His own will.
神的意念超乎人的意念。
And God's will surpasses that of humans.
神在上面，我们在下面。
Because God is in heaven above and we are on earth.
所以人很难了解。
So it is very hard for man to understand.
但是他的意念是完全的。
But God's will is perfect.
我们现在模模糊糊，没有办法了解。
Right now we're confused and we do not understand.
将来面对面见到神，我们就要全然知道为什么神的意念是这样。
But in the future, when we come face to face with God, we will understand entirely why God's will is what it is.
但是我们来接受神安排我们这个苦杯需要神赐的能力。
And when we accept this bitter cup from God, we need God's power to help us.
那我们教会是一个身体。
And the church is like a body.
所以一部分受苦，全身体就受苦。
And when a member of the body suffers, the whole body suffers.
所以一部分受苦，我们全部都为他们代祷，那个就是一个身体。
When a member of body suffers and the whole body prays for that member of the body, then that is called a body.
他告诉我，医生跟他讲说还有两年。
The doctor told him he has about 2 years.
所以每一次跟我们的机会都是很可贵的。
So his time with us is very precious.
那我们要特别为他代祷。
We have to especially pray for him.
所走的每一步路都能够荣耀神的名。
That every step he take can glorify God.
荣耀神的名不是发大财身体很健康那个叫做荣耀神那只是一个方法而已。
Glorifying God does not mean you have great health and great riches. That is only one way to glorify God.
主耶稣在十字架上也是荣耀神的名。
When Jesus was nailed on the cross, he also glorified God's name.
神的名在他身上得到荣耀。
God's name was glorified upon his body.
所以在各种不同的情况下我们有不同的表现这个就是荣耀的方法。
So in different circumstances, we can glorify God's name in different ways.
所以请我们继续为他代祷。
So that is pray for him.
那在何姐妹的见证里。
In Sister Ho's testimony,
神叫她守十诫。
God told her to follow the Ten Commandments.
第一诫她进入真教会以后她就认识了独一的真神。
The first commandment is to know the true God, and she realized that when she came into the true church.
今天她见证四诫，一直到第五诫。
And today she testified about the four other commandments.
我们希望会相信她会再来见证另外五诫。
And I'm sure that she will come and testify with us the remaining five commandments.
但是还没有学完，好像一两诫还没有完哈。那我们就知道说，这个守诫命啊，不是一种外表行为的一种形式上的跟从。
We learn from our testimony that obeying Ten Commandments is not an outer doing.
神是一个灵。
God is the Spirit.
所以拜神呢，要用心灵跟诚实来拜他。
So his believers must worship in spirit and in truth.
所以这遵守神的诫命要从心灵上，从心里的最深处来遵守。
So when you obey God's commandment, you have to obey from the bottom of your heart.
所以拜神不是做给人看，外表一个样子给人看看就算了。
So when you worship God, it's not for outer appearance that you want other people to see that you're worshiping God.
那是人在看人。
Because that is people looking at other people.
神在看人是看你的心。
When God looks at you, He looks at your heart.
所以有外表没有心，神还是不能接受。
So if you have the outer doings, but you do not have it in your heart, God will not accept it.
神希望我们的外表是从我们内心最诚恳的深处发出来的。
God wants what we do on the outside to correspond with what is in our heart.
这个就是神要向我们的要求。
And this is the requirement God has of us.
所以做基督徒不是一种只是外表上的一种改变。
So when you are a Christian, it is not that you just change your outer self.
这个改变必须要从心灵的最深处开始改变。
This change has to come from inside your heart.
然后从外表表达出来。
And then you express the change in your heart to the outside.
那从他的见证里面，我们也知道，其实神是恩慈的神。
From her testimony, we know that God is actually a merciful God.
在他身上有很多的恩典，他就和姐妹的身上，我今天没有讲。
And Sister Ho has received a lot of grace from God.
那也因为神的慈爱，所以希伯来书说，神所爱的他会管教。
And because of God's love, as it say in Hebrews, those that God punish, He loves.
所以希伯来书里面说，那个私生子神就不会管教。
So God would not punish those that are not His sons.
我不是说那其他的没有守安息日不管教都是私生子。
I'm not saying that the believers who did not worship the Sabbath are not His sons.
我是说，如果神真的爱的，我们过一段时间神给我们宽容，神会管教。
Sometimes God would punish us because He loves us.
所以这个管教不是神不爱我们，是神要我们回归他的身旁来享受更丰盛的恩典。
So when He punishes us, it's because He wants us to return back to Him and to enjoy His grace.
使我们能够享受更丰盛的生命。
So that we can enjoy a more bountiful life.
那他的见证里面里面有其中有几点有说能够帮助我们来学习祷告的。
In her testimony, there were a couple of points that we can learn from to help us to pray.
好像他在每一次祷告没有功效的时候，他就开始回想为什么。祷告没有功效。
For example, when she prays and her prayer was ineffective, she would meditate and reflect on why her prayer was not effective.
那把那个原因找出来。
She would find the reason.
那悔改祷告。
And then she would repent and she would pray.
神就会垂听。
And God will listen to her prayer.
那他提到主耶稣的名很有很大的权柄。
And she also mentioned that the name of the Lord Jesus Christ is very powerful.
啊，这个不可以妄称神的名哦，不只是说外表上不可以把耶稣这个名拿出来开玩笑或者随便讲。
So you cannot take the name of the Lord in vain or as a joke.
哦，这个不可以妄称神的名，包括当我们在称呼神的名、主耶稣这个名的时候，要从内心非常虔诚、尊敬的心出来。
And not taking the Lord's name in vain means whenever we said in the name of Jesus Christ, we have to say it from with the respect from the bottom of our heart.
从他的见证使我们对这个十诫有更深入的了解。
From her testimony, we understand the Ten Commandments to a greater depth.
啊，原来这个不可妄称神的名，也就是从心出来的，不只是外表上。
Not taking the Lord's name in vain should come from the bottom of our heart.
那如果平常我们尊重神的名。
If in daily life we respect the name of God,
荣耀神的名,
and we glorify His name,
那在你有需要的时候，这个神的名一念出来就非常有力量。
Then when you need Him and you say His name, this name has great power.
所以平常我们的生活如果得到神的喜欢,
so if in our daily life God looks upon us with favor,
当我们跪在神面前奉主耶稣的名祷告，这个祷告会非常有力量。
And when we kneel down and said, in the name of Jesus Christ I pray, this name would have great power.
所以他有见证说那一段时间他祷告很有力量。
So she testified that during that period of time, her prayer was very effective.
我们现在看约翰福音16章。
Let's now look at John chapter 16.
23节。
Verse 23.
到那日你们什么都不用问我了，我是在告诉你们，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。主耶稣说，你们若向父求什么，他必因我的名赐给你们。
The Lord Jesus said, if you ask for anything in His name, He will give it to you.
如果我们看诗篇103篇。
Let's look at Psalm 103.
我们看诗篇103篇。
Psalm 103.
14节。
Verse 14.
因为他知道我们的本体，思念我们不过是尘土，在神看起来
In the eyes of God,
人之不过是尘土。
Men are only dust.
也就是说，人非常的渺小。
In other words, man is very small.
圣经里面说，如同没有一样。好像在神看起来，人好像没有一样。
In the eyes of God, man is insignificant.
而且我们身上有很多罪。
And we have a lot of sins.
那神这么伟大。
And God is so great.
我们。好像没有的一个人怎么能够向神求什么
We are nothing. How can we ask God for anything?
那关键就是主耶稣这个名。
And the concept is the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们算不了什么但是我们祷告神会听就是因为我们奉主耶稣的名。
We are nothing, but God listens to our prayer because we pray in His name.
所以我们祷告的时候奉主的名祷告。
So when we pray, we say, we pray in His name.
那天上的神就会垂听。
And then God in heaven will listen to our prayer.
我们这次可能会有感谢主有一些差不多有将近十个以上报名会洗礼。
Thank God there are about 10 or so people to be baptized tomorrow.
但是我们到现在为止得圣灵的还不是很多。
However, not many have received the Holy Spirit.
当然神有神的时候
True, God has His own time.
但是我们要尽力来祈求。
But we have to pray for the Holy Spirit to the best of ability.
求主耶稣怜悯赐给我们每一个圣灵。
That may God have mercy on us and give us His Holy Spirit.
来帮助我们遵守他的道理。
So that we can obey His commands.
来帮助我们行走天国路。
So that we can have help to walk on His heavenly path.
来荣耀他的圣灵。
To glorify His name.
所以我们还没有得圣灵的，我们还有。还有几次的祷告会，请我们迫切祷告来求圣灵。
So for those of you who have not received the Holy Spirit, we still have a couple of prayer sessions.
那已经祷告得圣灵的，我们要求圣灵充满。
And for those of you who have the Holy Spirit, pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满，我们才有能力来改变自己。
When you have the fullness of the Holy Spirit, then you have power to change yourself.
我们的生命里面的生命才会更新。
So that our life, inner life, would be renewed.
那要遵守神的道，就不是困难。
So that whenever we keep God's command, it's not a burden.
所以我们现在要来求圣灵。
So now we will pray for the Holy Spirit.
求圣灵的充满。
And we will pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit.
神是圣洁的。
God is holy.
我们听到很多的见证都说我们要深深审查自己。
We have heard a lot of testimonies that we have to deeply search ourselves.
有一点点罪，有时候神就不听了。
Sometimes when we just have a little bit of sin, God will not listen to us.
你如果祷告很久没有发生功效，要想想到底，求神让我明白到底为什么。
So if your prayers have been ineffective for a long time, we have to think, why is this?
是我信心不够。
Is it because my faith is not enough?
还是我还有罪还没悔改。
Or that I still have sins that I still need to repent.
还是神你的时候还没有到，你在熬炼我。
Or maybe God's time has not come yet and He's testing me.
求主你让我明白。
Please, God, let me realize.
那这样我们不断对付我们自己的问题。
And if we think about our problems,
那我们祷告会更有功效。
Then our prayer will become effective.
我们现在来祷告求圣灵。
So now we'll pray for the Holy Spirit.
我们请这个要求圣灵跪在第一排。
We ask those who want to pray for the Holy Spirit to kneel in the front row.
那